We are live once again for race number two in the WTF Racing Short Track League. Tonight, race number two at the Bullring. So we're going to keep it on the West Coast. Last week at Irwindale was a barn burner all the way to the end. This week, Irwindale Speedway. Or this week is the Bullring. So a lot of guys from that real racetrack in real life. So a lot of them in here, like I mentioned last week. So a lot of Vegas boys. But we're ready for it and excited to see who's going to get the pole. Monty goes top of the board with a 9.37 at the moment. Who's going to go top of the board? Who's going to be on the pole? Big achievement. Zach's going to go second. Now, if we look at the practice times, just at the end, we see Matt was on top of the board there with a 4.6. So then Zach and Monty were the only three in the eights. And then Austin, Albert, and Vinny, pretty much the whole field within 2/10. So really, when we get going, it ain't going to be too big of a deal. And Matt's going to run a 9.13. He's going to go top of the board. Charlie, he's going to run pretty consistently to what he did in practice, and he's going to end up fifth, actually get bumped down to sixth just there at the moment. Kale goes into P3. Still trying to get all cameras and all that situated, so I apologize. But Aaron with a nice lap, 18.420. That's a good one for the local boy. One of the local guys. Looks like qualifying's about to be ended as we got race control ready to go. Everybody should be checkered. Doug, hit ready to race. All right, so this is going to be the running order of the field. Aaron with a few laps of practice, didn't have the best lap. He's going to be starting deep in the field. But one of the biggest guys to watch out for as he tries to make his way through the field. But Austin Albright ends up getting the pole. Didn't even see that. Austin runs a 9.07. He goes top of the board with a blistering lap. Whole top 10 within a tenth of each other. This race could come down to the last green white checkered and put yourself in a good position to come out on top here. But we're going to be ready for 150 laps tonight. One set of tires, as we check the info, one fascia pair, two sets of tires. And I think we're going to be set and ready to go for the Bullring 3/8 mile racetrack. We're going to be 1 minute away from going green. All right, so Austin ends up getting the pole. Matt Frady's going to be second. Monty Tipton third. Two of the top three run the Bullring in real life and are going for the championship in a few different divisions. So that's cool to see. Kel McClinney ends up fourth. Zach fifth. That's going to be the top five. Chad Adams, Vinny Rucci, Charlie Ayers, Gary Wells, Colton Menich. If that is correct, it's going to round out the top 10. Then you got Daniel Glass, another Vegas guy. Christopher Pilo, Justin, another Vegas guy, Mike Presley, Johnny Thunders, and Aaron to round off the field. It's going to be 150 laps tonight, and it's going to be one for the ages here at the Bullring. Going to grid and back out, try to get this deal rolling. But we are ready for the green flag. Everybody lined up on the front straightaway. Austin Allbritt and Matt Frady on the front row. It's going to be two laps to green, two sets of tires. Halfway break at 75. Race control.
That's not it.
Field is on the grid, ready to rock and roll. Austin Allbritt gets the pull. Matt Frady to his outside. Monty Tipton third. Cal McClendy fourth. Zach going to be fifth. So that's going to be the lineup. And we'll see as we go down the field. But field ready to rumble as we going to head into turn one. We got 5 seconds. We don't need to skip. I was going to skip. But we're all right. Field's ready. And pace car is going to start rolling. That is Sandy, the pace car driver. He's going to leave here. Should be. Yep, he does. All right. Pace car is rolling off. We're going to be watching the field head into turn one from this perspective. Two laps to go green. Whole field ready to rumble here at Double Ring. 150 laps tonight, two sets of tires. Halfway break at 75 is going to be the only guaranteed yellow of the race. They can only make it to 75 if it goes green. So only 75 laps of fuel no matter what. So these guys know the plans, they know the strategies, and they got it in the back of their mind. We're going to be ready to go green. As pace car lights are out. Pace car takes that abrupt turn down pit road. Austin Allbritt and Matt Frady going to lead them to the green. We're green at the boring. Already contact the 14. Spins the 2. Caution, number one of the night's going to fly early on lap number one. We see it here on the restart. Take a look at it. Monty Tipton there on the bottom lane. Gets into the back of the two. And just spins them around. Gets a little bit of door damage there with the 07. But everybody able to avoid it. But the 2 pole sitter goes around on lap 2. Just a mistake. And 14's going to get the EOL for that one. No doubt about that. Don't know what the 14 was doing being so aggressive with that. But definitely not the move that him or the 2 wanted to have happen here on lap 1. So Austin Allbritt and Monty Tipton, two of the front runners, are going to go to the back of the field. Unfortunately, now they're going to have to climb their way through the field. So not what they wanted to have happen. But that's going to give the lead to the 40 and 07. So a great way for them. That's going to move a lot of cars up the running order. The 51, 55, 7, they're all going to move up into higher spots, all into the top 5. Benny Rucci, one of the Vegas guys, ran here for quite a few years. Started out in Bandoleros in real life here. Moved to Modifieds. Ran a late model for a few years. And he's looking to make something happen here on ice and with WTF Racing. But we should be going one to go at the line, if my calculations are correct. We will. So Matt Frady, Kyle McClendon going to lead him back to the green. Matt Frady and Kyle McClendon going to lead him back to the green for the restart. Two teammates on the front row. Can we get a better jump this time? We will. I'm back racing. See the whole field getting deep into the corner, trying to do as much as they can in these first few laps, trying to gain all the positions that they can, but racing at the front of the field. Already opening up is now Charlie Ayers trying to make moves on the bottom lane. He's going to try to take over the fourth spot from Zach there in the seven car. Chad Adams going to be clear. The seven, possibly not. All still side by side, getting through one and two. Battle four, that is the fifth spot. Zach stuck on that outside line. Not where you want to be here in the early laps on restarts and all that. Could get freight train. He's going to be able to get down, though, and get in front of the 22 of Colton. Just behind him, the 33, Gary Wells. Now a three-wide battle. We see Monty Tipton trying to make his way back through the field. He's underneath Justin in the 70. He's working that apron a lot, trying to make his way through the field. Take a look at what he sees right in front of him. Just behind the 18 of Bully. Still out front, the 40, Matt Frady. Kyle McClendon just behind him, but Monty's going to clear the number 18. He's going to take over the 10th spot and get back inside the top 10. Austin Albritton struggling to get around some of the slower guys at the back of the field, but able to, and he's now set pace and trying to catch the front running, but it's all single filed out here so far. Pretty good racing, though, throughout the field. Monty already on the back bumper of Gary Wells. We're going to watch this battle now, getting turn number three. He's going to look to the inside of him. Almost got back into him again. Gets in the wall there. Contact on the front straightaway. These drivers know after three, they get disqualified. So he's got to be careful using the bumper and working his way around this traffic not to get in the back of someone and spin him again. Already on lap 15. Watching the battle for the eighth spot. Monty Tipton, Gary Wells. See how fast they are down the back straightaway. Crowd of people. Gary's going to go high and let Monty go. Smart move from Gary there. Let him go. Knows he's faster. And that's going to give Monty the spot. But a few guys here all kind of single filed out. It's spread out so far. But with 150 laps, they have two sets of tires for this one. Kind of an experiment. They know that there's going to be a guaranteed yellow on lap 75. How aggressive do they push the tires? They got two sets. So this first one really doesn't matter. Two sets to change on the car. So you could possibly pit at 75, go a little bit later, and pit at the next yellow. Save it. Later in the race is really where it starts getting interesting. Not much saving going on right now for the 40 machine. Matt Frady out front, pulling away from Kyle McClendon, who's in P2 at the moment. Matt Frady out front, Kyle McClendon trying to chase him down. In real life, last, I believe it was November, me, Kyle, and Matt raced here in real life, and it was cool to finally meet Matt in real life. Matt met on iRacing at the Bullring in a random hosted race, and it was just cool to finally get to meet Matt and race him in real life after we have for so long on iRacing, but Kale is running him down. Matt was running me back down at some points of the race, so we had a chance to all battle there, just didn't get the opportunity. But now Kale's trying to run down the guy that he looks up to a lot, and Matt Frady just in front of him. He's trying to arc that corner much more. Let's go on board with him and see what he's seeing out the front with NRG on the hood. How quickly can he catch the 40 machine? Using that apron to turn. He will. He gets a good corner there. Looking out back to Chad Adams. Now looking at the front bumper of Kel McClinney. Sees the NRG innovations on the front hood. And now pressure's on for the lead. Kel McClinney looking to make something happen. Can he get around the 40? White and blue 40, Matt Frady. Gray and yellow 07 of Kel McClinney. How aggressive does Kel get? How aggressive does he try to get, trying to get around Matt Frady, as we see just behind them, most of the field has having a breakaway. The top seven has broken away from the field. Monty finally back into the action. A little bit further back, we have Colton. Colton, Gary, Justin, Austin, not had the speed, not been able to get back up to the field, so possibly trying to save tires. Interesting strategy call there from Austin. Chris Pilo, see the 60. Johnny Thunders, he's in 16th, moves up into 15th there after getting Daniel across the line. Daniel Glass, another Vegas boy. Mike Presley just kind of logging his lap, trying to get around, but still the battle's on for the lead. Kel McClinney trying to work the back bumper and trying to get around the 40. Hasn't been able to yet. He's going to look to the inside, down the back straightaway. Going to look to the bottom line. Does he have a shot? Going to be side by side off of turn four for the lead. At the stripe, Kel McClinney's going to lead it on lap number 30. Does Matt do a crossover? He tries. Going to be back underneath him. Here's the racing at the bullring. Very big crossovers could happen. Kel not able to cross over there. Now Chad Adams is in the mix. Third place with these two battling have caught up. Chad trying to make a move there on the 07. Not going to be able to do it. Going to still be to his inside. And look who's brought into the picture. It's going to be the 7 as Chad Adams going to get loose on the apron and spin all by himself. Chad on the apron. And more contact with the wall. Shouldn't get any damage from it, but not a contact. Gets the apron. And on lap 33, caution 2 flies. Taking a look at it here. Chad Adam in the black 51 on the bottom. Kel McClinney in the 07 on the outside. See, Chad just gets on the apron. Just behind them, Charlie as well was on it. He was able to save it, but Chad more down than what Chad was. So, see how low he was all over it. Had half the car down there, and just when he got on throttle, it started to come around on him. Nothing that Chad could do, but unfortunate. As caution flies, he's going to get an UL. So, not what... The field wanted to have happen. A few going to come down pit road. See one as Chris Pilo. He's going to come down pit road. Going to be the first one to possibly take some tires. Great work by everybody to avoid the few spins that we've had so far. As I am going to try to change one thing down here. Much better. All right. I know that catch fence was getting away, so I apologize. But everything's looking good so far in this one on lap 36. 37 as we cross the line to go back to the green. Next time, it'll be a white flag or a one lap to go. Postcard lights are out once again. It's going to be Kelvin Clinney and Matt Frady on the front row leading it back to the green. We saw Kel have a chance and an opportunity at Matt Frady the last time by. How aggressive does he get? Has a big chance here on the restart, closer than he's been. Off the corner, Matt fires, back green. Kelvin Clinney looking to get clear down the back straightaway. Can he down the back stretch? He will in front of Charlie Ayers. Now the top three all within a few, and Charlie's going to get on the apron. He's almost going to spin in front of the field. Charlie able to save it. Great save by Charlie. Tried to go to the bottom underneath Kelvin Clinney and ended up almost spinning. A little bit further back, you see at the left side of your screen, Zach going to get in the back of the 07 just a little bit. Everybody's still rolling. Great racing so far, side by side between the 70 and 33, Gary Wells and Justin. Justin able to clear now. Aaron trying to work his way through the field in the 23. It's single filed out, though. We'll see who's burnt up their tires and who's been pushing and who's able to push still these next few laps when we get back running harder and faster laps. But we see Austin Allbritton. He's found his groove. He's made up a few spots here on the restart. He's in eighth now. Going to look to the inside of Colton. Try to take over that second spot. They're going to be side by side. Off of turn two, down the back straightaway. Austin will be clear. So new eighth place runners are side by side here for second. Zach and Kel, a little bit of contact off the exit of the corner. Charlie Ayers gets into the back of the 07. They're going to all spin. 14:07 back in front of the field. Everybody able to save it. But contact once again causes caution number three. Taking a look at it now, you see the 07 and 55 side by side. Wasn't the exit that they wanted there. And then you see the 7 able to roll the center. Gets in the left rear of the 07. And then nothing that Kale can do about it. Tries to save it. Nowhere for the 14. Let's go. 7 spins as well. Everybody able to keep rolling. Not much damage on those cars, but still damage could come into play. We'll see what the call is from race control there. But another yellow. Restarts keep coming. And they're trying to gain as many spots as they can every time. You see the 7, he's going to drop to the inside. He's going to go to the back now. So Charlie going to have to work his way through the field to try to get back up to the front. Unfortunately there, as the 07 going to have a minor setback. He's quick enough still inside the top 6 and close. Going to be starting on the outside line, so he knows that he needs to get down. But a crucial restart here for Kale to see where he stacks up for the restart and heading into the second half of this race. Knows he's got to get clear. He's going to have Colton on his inside. Ooh, Colton, he's been working his way through the field methodically. He's up 5 spots from where he started and just behind them. Aaron McMorrin, he's in the 7th spot, up 10 spots. So the biggest mover of the race is that number 23. As we're going to go back racing here. Restart on lap 48. Matt Frady, Zach Zoutiver are going to be leading them back to the green. Slow into the restart zone. Matt Frady fires back green. Not a great restart there for Colton. Austin going to be able to get down. Kale's going to try to fight it around the outside. Battles throughout the field all the way on your screen. Like these wide shots here on the restarts. As Kale's going to be able to get down, he's going to take the 5th spot. Getting through turn 1, Zach started second on that restart. He's slowly dropping back now after being freight trained. Vinny Rucci able to move back to second. He's going to make some moves now as we got a battle. Looks like between the 70 and 14. Kale in front of them. Going to be able to get clear in front of Zach. Zach just struggling there on that high line. Not much that he can do about it. Just struggle. Struggle bus there. Stuck on that top line. Not where you want to be here at the bull ring. Going to try to force his way down. Not going to be able to. Going to be side by side there with Aaron. As the 22 is going to be loose, down the back straightaway, able to save it. Great save from Colton. Down the back straightaway, able to get back up. Could stack up the field just a little bit, but everybody able to get through it. So far, everybody's doing a good job. Charlie going to be underneath the 26. Able to get by it there. Everybody's still rolling clean. A little bit of a four-car breakaway. Matt Frady. Then you got Vinny, Austin, and Kale. Kale slowly working his way back up here. Austin, after the first lap incident, able to work his way. He's in the third spot, trying to take second off of turn four. He will at the stripe. Great move there from Austin. Showed the speed and qualified on the pole. Now can he run down to 40? Now Zach gets contact with the wall. Aaron's found his groove late in the running here. He's trying to work the back bumper of the 55. Is the 14 trying to work the back bumper of him? Monty, a little bit of right front damage. Shouldn't hurt him too much at these short tracks, but we're battling hard throughout the field. We're going to follow on board with the 7 and watch as he trying to work through these lap cars. Not lap cars, but just a little bit slower traffic as he was up at the front. Now he's going to be the inside of Justin getting into turn 3. Using that apron to rotate, we see how dangerous it is. He gets loose again, side by side with the 70, and he's going to be clear on the exit of turn 2. So great move there by Charlie, able to get by. Now Justin's going to be stuck on the top line. His teammate Daniel Glass in that VMR 26 going to go by. Still single file at the front of the field. Not much going on. Aaron's been able to work his way up into 6 with Monty just behind him. So a lot of the Vegas guys that run in real life or have driven on the track are showing out here tonight. As we got Matt Frady leading, Kel McClinney ran a race there. Vinny Rucci lives and races there. Aaron lives and races a ton at the bull ring and has for years. Monty, believe he's going for the championship. So a lot of these drivers running at the bull ring in real life or just in iRacing. I know that we've hosted a lot with me and Matt and a few buddies. We've hosted a lot of bull ring races, so they're definitely showing out as we got 15 laps to go to the stage. Good battle for this is the 12th spot between Chris and Justin. Looks like Justin's going to be able to get back in line behind the 15, not going to get freight train. But now you got the 22 trying to work the back bumper of the 7. Can he get around him? Daniel Glass showing some speed there. As he's following two pretty good guys. Colton had some great speed last week. Charlie was up at the front and then had a late race incident, put him to the back at Irwindale Speedway. Now he's going to be trying to pull away and catch Chad Adams in the 51. He's got a little bit of a gap and you can see it there, but he's still trying to work it. So we got multiple kind of battles going on. So it's a 3-car gap at the front with Matt Frady and Austin kind of pulled away. Then you got Kel McClinney. He just now cleared Vinny. And Zach, then just behind them, it's going to be Monty, Aaron, and Chad. A little bit further back, Charlie, Colton, and Daniel. And a little bit further back from them, it's going to be Justin, Johnny Thunders, and Bully. So kind of 3-car breakaway and gaps going on. Good battle here between Mike and Gary Wells in the 33. So a great battle is going on, but best battle for the lead is going to be Austin Allbritton. He's worked up to the back bumper of the 40. What does he do now? We're coming up to 5 laps to go to the stage. Halfway break at 75. What does he do to try to get around him? Right on board with him as he's working the back bumper of the 40. Gonna peek to the inside into turn 3. Can Matt hold it around that top line? We saw the two back off early. and possibly save, and it looks like it's worked out for him. Austin Auburn into the lead on lap 70. Matt with a crossover, trying to do what he did to Kale. Going to try to crossover once again. Great battle for the lead at the front of the field. Matt not going to be clear. Going to try to block the run. Austin going to go to the bottom. Matt's going to clear him on the outside. Now Austin's going to have to fight it back. Great battle for the lead at the end of the race. At the end of the halfway point. What does Austin do? How does he get around him? Showing the speed at the moment, but how aggressive does he get? All over the back bumper. With these two battling, it's let Vinny Rucci start to pull in. Two laps to go for the stage. White flag. Can Matt hold him off? Does the bumper come into play? No points on the line. Matt's going to be on the high line. Austin on the inside. Matt Frady on the outside. Down the back stretch for the final time. Off of turn four. Looks like Austin Allbritton's going to have it. Caution waves. Austin Allbritton going to take over that spot. And Austin able to get around Matt in the closing laps. Great move by Austin and great battle to end the first half of the race. Now, it's all up to the crew chiefs and who's on top of the box. Are they going to come down pit road? Got to make sure it's not closed or anything like that. But now, it's going to be who comes down tires. I'm pretty sure most of the field's going to come down here. They're going to take tires, but it's going to be who is going to be the one that tries something different. Who is going to be the aggressive one here at the start of this run? Who's going to be the one to try to gain? Who's going to be the one to back off? My apologies there. Yes. The nose monster got me there. But looks like the whole field's going to come down pit road. Doesn't look like anybody's staying out. Everybody's coming down pit road. Six people watching. Cool to see. We got Kyle Keller. Yay, go Frady. Let's go salad from Zach Cook. All right. Pit stops vary in between 19 and 23 seconds. So these guys got the right sides going up. Interesting strategy call. As we see there, Austin ends up stalling it. Who's going to win the race off of pit road? Austin looks like he's able to get it, but at the front, first few cars off of pit road. Let me go back and see. Did they take two tires? So you got 23. He stops in the box. The 26. He stops in the box. Didn't even see the jack go up. So they possibly just took a little bit of fuel, stayed out on the tires. And one guy who stayed out is Chris Pilo. Didn't even pit. So he stayed out that whole time. No, he did not. He came down pit road, but he just did the same strategy as looks like Daniel and Aaron. So Chris, Daniel, Aaron came down pit road that last time. So the front row is going to be stacked with some older tires just behind them. It's going to be Austin Allbritton, Colton, and Matt Frady, the newest on tires, as we're going to go green. Back for the restart. It's going to be Chris Pilo and Daniel Glass to lead him back to the green. Chris fires back green. Don't know what was going on there at the back of the field, but sets of tires are going to be three wide down the back straightaway. Vinny Rucci, Kel McClinney, Colton, three wide as they're trying to work their way through the field. See all the battles at the front, all the battles to kind of mid-pack as we're looking right now. The 7 and 9-11 make contact. They're able to gather it up and keep running, but contact there for the sixth spot. Daniel Glass stuck on that outside line. He's not able to get down. Now can in front of the seven. Not going to do it, though. Going to let him go to the inside. Knows he's on the older tires, but battle for the lead between the 2 and the 15. Austin going to clear. Does the 40 down the back straightaway. He will. Now it's a change for the lead. Now who's going to be the quickest? At the front of the field, no more saving between the top two. And look who's come back into the contention. Cale McClenney back in third. Top three battling it out. Charlie Ayers able to clear the 15. As few on the older tires starting to drop back. You see the 26 of 15 running fifth. Is Zach's going to get way sideways on the exit of the corner. Good battles here for just inside the top 10. The 55 sideways underneath the 26. Now Monty Tipton, Vinny Rucci, they're bumper to bumper. 51, Chad Adams. They're all trying to get by on all their tires. Daniel, he's stuck on that top line like we keep mentioning. Don't want to be on that outside line, especially on restarts here. Monty going to go to the inside as we're duking it out at the front of the field. Now Charlie Ayers, he's going to make a move to the go to the inside of the 07 as caution waves. Once again, problems in turn number one. Looks like it here was the 26 of Daniel Glass heading in to turn one on the outside line. Just contact with the 51, and he goes around at the front of the field, comes back down in front of the 22. Not what he needed to have happen. He's going to have pretty decent left front damage, but take a better look at it here from camera two. Tries to get down, little contact with the 14, brakes, nowhere for Chad to go. They make contact, but we'll see what the call is from race control, possible contact. Obviously, 51 hit the back of the 26, so should be an EOL with being consistent on that. Obviously, not much that Chad could do. Kind of checked up. Daniel did, but that is part of the rules, so we'll see what the call is from race control here. No one coming down pit lane. Chad is going to be the first one to come down pit lane, though. After the stop, so is Colton and Daniel. Don't think tires are going to be put on that car. They won't. Colton is going to take right sides at least as the left sides go up. They do. So we got some tire strategy going on right now. Colton, Daniel, and Aaron. I believe he took tires. Yes, he did. So he took tires there. They all came down pit road, able to get out in front of the pace car. So they're going to be on the freshest rubber of this race. See the front two pretty clean. Cale McClenney with left front damage after the spin. From the other seven in the field. That is the seven of Charlie Ayers. So they made contact early in the race. And that's giving Cale that left front damage. But everybody should be able to roll still, as we're going to be one to go here at the stripe. Restart once again. It's going to be Austin Albritton and Matt Frady at the front of the field. 55 laps to go. When do we cross the line? Austin Albritton in the restart zone. He fires back green. Great restart for most of the front of the field. Clean through turn one. Austin going to be clear on Matt Frady. Kale's going to look to the inside. He's going to be the inside of Austin Albritton on the exit of turn number two. A four. Now into one side by side. 07 and 2. We saw a switch now. Austin going to be stuck on that outside line. So is Matt Frady. He's going to be stuck out there. Three wide just behind them. It's Vinny Rucci. as contact deep in the field. Caution's going to fly once again. Saw that at the very top of the screen. Chad Adams, Johnny Thunders. Not for sure what else happened, but I saw they were three wide as that crazy restart's going to change up the running order. It looked like a decent amount happened here. So three wide into turn one. They were able to get through it. A little bit of door damage contact there. And then still three wide down the back straightaway, getting into the corner. See Johnny tried to give room to Daniel and just gets in the left rear of the 51. And that spins him around in front of the 18. He's able to get by. Let's take a look at it from the top of the 18. Yeah, it just looks like Johnny ended up getting tight right in front of him and nowhere for him to go. Bully's going to take a cone with him just for fun, but wow, what a restart. A lot happened there to change up the running order. Let's go back and take a look at it here. So Kel McClinney able to get to the inside of Austin Allbrin, kind of show the nose, got Austin up the hill, and then Charlie Ayers was just able to follow him. So a lot going on there. Then just behind them, the 15, 55, and 9, 11, 14, they were all three wide. So just behind them, the 14, 9, 11, 55, they were side by side, and they were able to get through it, and I was focused on that. Then they all started switching. Charlie got clear, and then the yellow flew, getting back into turn one. So major stack up out of the field. And Chris, still on those older tires, he's able to stay out and been able to manage it, doing pretty good. So great job for Chris. Up at the front of the field on the older tires, he's going to have a set whenever they come back down pit road. He has two. The rest of the field has should still have one. Most of the field should still have one. But Chris doing a great job of being on those older tires. Pretty sure he took tires. I'm not sure. But doing a great job of it. And now it's going to restart the field. And Matt Frady stuck in the fourth spot. One of the worst spots to be, I think, on a restart. I think I'd rather be two rows back, but on the inside from where he is. It's hard to get a good restart on that top lane, especially in the second row. But luckily, he's got his teammate in the he does not. So, Kel is on his own. He is not got a spotter this race, and anybody's with him. So, he's not going to be able to count it down. But it's going to be Kel McClinney and Charlie Ayers back at the front of the field. Austin trying to give Kel a little bit of a bumper here on the restart. Kel fires back green. Great restart for the 7. Going to have a nose into the corner. Still side by side on the exit. Down the back straightaway. Battle for the lead between the 07 and 7. Leaning on each other. Contact made on the exit of turn number 4. Charlie able to get down. New leader, the 07. On lap 104. He's able to get down. Just behind them, Austin Allbrin. He's able to get down. Now, Matt Frady, he's stuck on the top line. Can he clear Chris on the older tires? Chris, I'm pretty sure is on older tires, if my math is correct. I apologize if not. And Chris, you're looking back at it. But Matt, not able to get down. Now he's going to get back down in front of Monty. Now Matt's going to have to regroup. Try to get back in line. As one way up the track, that was Gary there, getting back into turn one. It's single filed out so far. But major shakeup. Kel McClinney back to the point. The 2, the 40, possibly burned up a little bit of their stuff. But we saw it last week with the 07 at the front of the field. Led the first half of the race. And then just on the long run, started to burn up his stuff. Just wasn't able to have the speed later in the race. But now, back out front, late in the race. Let's see how hard he pushes it. Looks like he's pulling hard, like he did last week on the 7, 2, the 40. Not able to get around the 15. The 15 kind of dropping back. Now the 7's going to go around Austin Allbritton. So a great move there. Austin able to get around Charlie, as Charlie looks loose and trying to use that apron to get it rotated, just not helping. Now Matt's going to get clear of Chris. Chris going to be stuck on the top line. So two teammates trying to follow each other through. Get underneath Chris. They will. Here comes Aaron. He took tires, the newest on tires. He's going to slowly work his way through the field. He's going to be clear on Chris. Down to Max Straightaway. His teammate, Daniel Glass, he's going to drive it into the corner. He's going to try to get there. He will. Matt Frady, Monty Tipton, they're battling here. Let's take a look from on top of the 55 as he's kind of leading this mid-pack caboose, we'll say, just behind them, single file, and just out front there. Looking out front, see Cal McClinney far out front. Hear the chip in these things, hard on the chip. Monty's going to have a dive. He's going to go to the inside of the 40. Didn't catch that. Was trying to get a cool angle, but now Matt's going to be stuck on that outside line. He's going to have the 14 go underneath him. Now he's going to have the 9-11 go underneath him. Matt not having the speed that he needs late in the race so far. Okay, Matt get down in front of Zach. Doesn't look like it. Zach's going to still be there. Matt got passed by two Vegas boys. Now he's got two Vegas boys just behind him. And that's kind of unleashed the 14. Vinny, Zach, looks like Matt was kind of the slower train leading that field. And now it's kind of set pace. But Austin, try to run down Kel McClinney as we got 30 laps to go. Last lap, Austin ran at 04. Kel last lap ran at 08. Going to focus on this for a few laps. See how close they get. And look at the lap times. Kale at the stripe. As caution waves on the front straightaway, we go by. Mike in front is spun. This is going to get interesting. Who comes down pit road? Who's got the tires? Late race restart. Who's it going to be? Taking a look at it here. Looks like the 17 off the corner. Just light contact with Walsh. Try to stay off it. Johnny gets in the back of him. Not much that he could do. And Mike ends up spinning in front of the field. Able to get back running though. So not much going to hurt. This track's usually not quick enough to usually damage a car a lot. But who's going to come down pit road? And what's the different strategies? We know that there's going to be different strategies. So who's going to be the few to come down pit road? They're going to be at the left side of your screen. Looks like front of the field's going to stay out. Who's going to be the first one to come? It's going to be Chris, Gary, Johnny. Those three are going to come down pit road. So good call for the front of the field. They're out front. Not going to come down pit road, it looks like, so far. But Kel, he's under pressure. Not got any of his buddies or teammates around him. Not been in chat with anybody during this one. So a little bump draft on the back stretch. Vinny pushing the 14. There you go. Little bump start. That's pretty cool. But Kel, usually in chat with Matt and Vinny and Zach. But tonight, not in there with them as I'm looking at the Discord. So he's got Austin Allbritton to his outside. Last week's winner behind him is going to be Charlie Ayers on this restart. Then Monty Tipton, Vinny Rucci, Zach. So a lot of fast guys behind him. And he's looking for his first win with WTF Racing. Been a long hunt. Showed a lot of speed. Just not got the tire life, it seems like, for Kel during the runs. But he's definitely looking for it, and he's hungry for it. So we'll see how he does in these next 25 laps when we get back going green. Should be one to go here at the stripe. Check out any comments going on. Nope, still the same two. We got 8 people watching, so thank you guys, whoever showed up. So pace car is going to pull off. Bill, going to line back up. Kale McClenney, Austin Albritton leading him back to the green. Kale fires back green. Great restart for Kale. Even better restart for Austin. He's going to get clear and he's going to get down. That's a perfect restart for the two. Able to get down. Showed a lot of speed. Now they're going to be three wide bumper. 14 in the back of the seven. That's going to stack up the field. Able to save it. We're three and four wide. Seven with a great save. 14 in the back of them. Last week, the seven got into the back of the 14, spun him around. And now the seven's dropping back. 23, 51, seven. They're all making contact and another spin on the X of the corner. More contact on the front straightaway. Contact all the way around the track. 33 is going to get in the wall. Back it up into the 26, into the 51. It's like a demo derby on the front straightaway, and everybody's trying to maneuver their way by. What a crazy restart. Let's go back and take a look at it. So at the start, Kale able to get clear. Austin just behind him. Then you see the 14 try to get back in line. Just overdrove the corner. Drove right in the back of the 7. Stacked up the whole field. Everybody able to save it. And then we get back running. Thought it was pretty clean. You see the 7 really tight there. Then the 23 gets in the back of him. Nothing that they could do. The 23 tried to get down. Got in the right rear of the 51 just a little bit. Spun the 51. The 7. Nothing that they could do about it. Just contact at the front of the field. All right, it's going to be another restart for the front of the field. Once again, a restart. It's going to be Kale McClenney and Austin Albritton on the front row. Monty tipped in Vinny Rucci, row number two. Pace car is going to pull off. Let's see how good of a restart Kale gets. And what good restart Austin gets. Kale up the track. Trying to dive it back down. Kale fires back green. Austin not going to be clear getting into turn number one. Does Monty have the speed? He's going to be there. He's going to have that feel that hole underneath Austin. Monty's going to try to take over that move. He's going to try to move into second. He will. Now Austin stuck on the top line. Is he able to get down in front of Zach? Doesn't look like it. Once again, the outside line just not where you want to be on these restarts. Austin dropping back. Matt Frady all over the back bumper of the 911. Vinny Rucci there. Now the two leaders at one point in the race side by side here for fifth. Matt going to be able to take that move. Colton tried to fill that hole, but Austin was able to slide on in there. So Austin finally able to get down as we're racing at the front of the field. For the lead, it's the 14 and 07 out front. The 14 and using that apron, trying to get it to rotate. Great battles throughout the field. Everybody trying to fight to get down. You see a little bit of left rear damage on the 07. Doesn't seem to be hurting him too much. They're both trying to use that apron, trying to get it to rotate using it. Monty's just got to be patient, though. Not be too aggressive. He knows if he spins him, he's going to get a UL. His caution flies. Once again, problems on the front straightaway. All right, looks like it's the 7. Not sure what happened. Ooh, just got loose. Same thing that happened to Chad just in front of him earlier in the race. Charlie goes around on the front straightaway. Man, unfortunate there for Charlie. Not what he wanted to have happen. Was having a great run. I think he was back into the top 7. But he's going to spin, and he gets put to the back after that light mistake. So, problems for the 7 once again. Had problems during practice and was asking a few tips from a few different guys, but unfortunate there for Charlie. Shout out to everybody watching. Go ahead, place your votes. Who you think's gonna win? I know that there's 8 of you guys watching. Justin's watching. Let's go, VMR. Yes, sir. They're working it. Trying to do as much as they can. I think something happened to Justin. He's not on the racetrack anymore, so that sucks for Justin. Not for sure there, but leave a comment. Who you think's gonna end up winning this one? We got 4 new guys at the front of the field who are looking for their first win of the season. First one with WTF Racing is 3 of the 4 looking for their first win with WTF Racing. That is Kel McClinney, Monty Tipton, and Vinny Rucci. 1st, 2nd, and 4th. Zach leading the points in the truck series. Austin shows speed, and no matter what he runs, has win in trucks. Late models last week. He's fast. So front row looking for their first win. How aggressive do they get? Can Kel McClinney work his way back up there? Can Matt do it? He's going to be 6th on the restart, so he's back on the outside, stuck once again. We'll see what he's got and how fast he's going to be in these last... Well, it's going to be 6-lap shootout when we get back running. Restart with 6 laps to go. Kel McClinney and Monty Tipton at the front of the field. A little bit of contact. Monty's going to run around the track. Contact. Still contact. Still contact. Monty. Kel sideways. Monty's going to try to get back in line. He will. Monty with a good restart. He's going to be sideways. Down the wrecking. Down the back straightaway. The 40 in the back of the 911. They make contact. No yellow yet. The 14 to the inside of the 07. Battle at the front of the field. Monty going to take back the lead. Monty for the first time as they're stopped down the back straightaway. Everybody trying to avoid. And caution waves once again. The 2 spins on the back straightaway. Looks like they're not able to get back running. And a pulled up in front of the field. That. We'll have to see about a penalty because he could have got back running. Just Austin stopped on the back straightaway, but all started there with the 40, 9-11. They made contact, and then Austin nowhere for him to go. Everybody else able to save it, but Austin pulls back up in front of the track and gets the yellow, but not what we wanted to see happen as the battle for the lead was heating up. Sorry, trying to do a few different deals here and get them back all situated and going. But we're going to be doubled up once again down the back straightaway. Restart. Monty Tipton, Kel McClinney at the front of the field. Monty able to take back the lead. Monty restart way early. Is Kel able to get it back to the back bumper of him? Is he quick enough? Everybody trying to get down. White flag at the stripe. Monty down the back straightaway for the final time. Took the lead away from Kel. Through three and four. He's going to come off and he's going to win it at the boring. Monty steals one at the boring with a pass and a restart to pull away as they're all stopped down the back straightaway. All right, that's going to end up doing it for Irwindale. I'm going to try to sort it all out. So official running order so far is Monty, Kel, and Zach, the top three. So I don't know. We're going to talk about penalties and all that. But I don't know. It definitely, I said it before the race, restart in the box. But not how I expected tonight to go. But all in all, a great race. Racing all the way to the end. But it was a wild one. And everybody was able to get to the last few laps, and it was great racing. So if you guys enjoyed, leave a like, subscribe, be tuned in next week. We're going to be racing at Phoenix. So big track racing, and we're excited for it. So see you guys then.